This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
Spearheaded by RuPaul and World of Wonder, RuPaul's Drag Con was this past weekend over 3 days in Los Angeles, and it provided a platform for fans of all ages and backgrounds to meet and interact with world-renowned celebrities and icons in a creative, friendly, and accessible environment. But what does that actually mean? While it sits under the heading of drag, it's also a big celebration of the part of queer culture and identity that exists in our world right now. Drag and Drag Race have seen an elevation in the past decade that has become a strong part of the queer narrative. So what does that mean when its elements also sit in a convention that people can come and visit? RuPaul's Drag Con celebrates all colours of the rainbow, and Dean Arcuri investigated what having a queer con like this means by speaking to some of the Aussies that headed to Drag Con LA.
Conventions and expos, they're something you normally associate with businesses or science fiction fans, but actually, they're for anyone who wants to engage, explore and celebrate what's on offer. The third RuPaul's Drag Con took place on the weekend in Los Angeles, and it got me wondering, what is a drag convention actually like? Is it a celebration of what it means to be queer, or a great chance to sell wigs and makeup, or is it just a place to meet your favourite drag race queens, or maybe... is it all of these things? Recovering after 3 days of DragCon, I had a chat with Australian photographer Joel Devereaux and entertainer Polly Filler, who were in LA on the weekend, to find out exactly what it was like to celebrate our queer culture in this way at RuPaul's DragCon.
Ladies and gentlemen, please help me welcome to the stage the winner of RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars Season 3, Miss Trixie Mattel!
Know you're sexy and keep slaying the game. Don't the world remember your name? Feel your... you said puss.
Oh, God, how do I explain it? Obviously, there are lots of people here in drag. But then there were lots of, like, kids. Like, we've seen, like, five-year-old... We saw, like, a five-year-old Dolly Parton and a seven-year-old Cher with their mum. Like, Drag Race over here is almost like a family thing as well. There were so many kids here, and there was a whole, like, a kids area, which is kind of funny, but when, like, you have a wig shop and then next door are, like, a bunch of porn stars dancing on a jockstrap. But it's like Ben de la Creme said in one of the panels we went to. They're like, this is the con for anyone who has ever felt like a complete outsider or a reject. Like, everyone's here. There's all the drag queens, and then there's, like, kids with their parents, and then there's, like, old ladies wearing wigs. There's so many people walking around, like, just wearing wigs. Nothing else. Well, apart from clothes, of course.
I thought it was a great experience. Still quite a convention in that sense, but it was just a migration of people with mutual interest, which is always good. Friendly. Everyone was very friendly.
Let your body lose control, hey, kitty girl.
Like, some people literally have a booth, which is, like, a little booth with a table, and that's it. Some people have rented these massive, like, booths, and, like, you line up, and the first part of the booth is, like, the merch, and then you go through, like, a little door or curtain, and they're kind of in, like, a box with their set and their lighting and everything, and they sit and do, like, hi, how are you? And you take your photo, and then they get spit out the back. Most queens don't really charge for meet and greet. But it's kind of like, you know, buy some of my merch and you can take a photo and meet me for free.
It was kind of strange because, like, the drag was a huge part of it, but, like, a lot of the vendors and stuff, like, they had people vending soap there and things, and then, like, accessories and, like, little bunnies and stuff and, like, just, like, queer interest things. And, like, of course there was, like, alcohol there too, so that's a queer interest. But it was kind of under the umbrella of drag.
Oh, my God. Seriously, you should see all the muscle daddies walking around, like, in just undies and Del Monte harnesses. It's like the lead rolled in House of Priscilla and then cover themselves in Doug Montes. It's insane.
To me, that's the best part. Like, the people I met this weekend, like friends who just you're now familiar with and can say hi to, whether you travel around. Like, we met so many people. Like, we're traveling to Seattle next week, and now we know people there because of the convention. And none of them are, like, Drag Race related, but we just kind of have that familiarity. When you are dressed up, you do kind of command more of an attention, and when you see other people who are, it kind of marries that nicely. Yeah. So little freaks being friends with freaks.
Hey, Katie girl, it's your world. This is when you guys sing too. When you walk the street, step into the beat. Hey, Katie girl, it's your twirl. Get the disco heat.
When people found out we're from Australia, we just got so much love. People were just commenting, going, oh, my God, I love your outfit. Oh, my God.
It was kind of like an all-or-nothing situation. Like, the people who were dressed up were dressed up to, like, crazy levels. Like, I knew so many people from Instagram who you were familiar with, and they just looked amazing. And then, but then a lot of it was fans. Like, 99% of people lining up to meet the queens were all just in plain clothes with, like, their drag T-shirt and stuff. But the people who were dressed were pretty dressed. Like, the girls are great. Girls' makeup was fab. But, yeah, the queens who were ready, like, they were getting photos with everyone. Like, we got asked for a ton of photos each day, especially on, like, the middle day when I was blue. That was quite popular with people. And we like that kind of thing. Like, we, Ruby and I, like to be more of a friend, not a fan to people. Like, we, the only person we lined up and saw was Sasha. And that was on the Friday where we got, like, early access for a little bit. So we didn't have to line up as long because we don't like to queue. But, yeah, everyone was pretty dressed.
I don't get nervous. I was shaking when I did my makeup because I did, because, you know, if there's going to be a more judgmental crowd, it's going to be a convention full of drag queens who have been on RuPaul's Drag Race, right? Well, you know, we're going to get judged. Do you know what? Nothing could be further from the truth. Everyone is, I mean, there've been so many busted queens here and no one cares. Everyone, it's literally everyone say love. It's the most positive thing you can ever do. It's really cool. If you're a fan of Drag Race or drag, just, like, if you can, come, because it's going to be quite amazing.
Hey, kitty girl, it's your world. When you walk the street, step into the beat. Hey, kitty girl, get your twirl. In the disco.
So it sounds like DragCon can be whatever you want it to be, which I guess we're going to find out, with RuPaul Charles announcing in his keynote speech that RuPaul's DragCon will be coming to Australia in 2019, with people speculating that it's heading to Sydney before next year's Mardi Gras. Though, if you can't wait that long, Queer Expo's happening in Melbourne at the end of June, giving the flavour of the US convention its own Aussie twist. You can find out what it's like yourself with Drag Race Queens and more. Drag Race has certainly elevated the art form of drag to the mainstream over the past decade, and now we have to sit with what that means within our culture and identity, in both queer and non-queer expression, as something that was used to bunk convention and celebrate non-conforming expression evolves into something more.
That was Dean Arcuri with Joel Devereaux and Polly Filler looking back on RuPaul's Drag Con over the weekend.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.